Hey, what's happening, folks? Matt Richards here. Welcome to the Complete Marketer Podcast. Hope everybody is well and good today. Wishing everybody well, as always. Today, I'm just sitting outside the gym. Just got done doing a Facebook Live today of what was on my mind in terms of social media and all of us doing better to be a better human being. If you haven't seen that yet, you can always head on over to my Facebook profile, Matt Richards, and check out today's Facebook Live. Feel free to leave me a comment to let me know that you listened in. Let me know that you're a podcast listener, and I'll give you an extra special shout-out. But anyway, what I want to speak about today in terms of on my sort of podcast is, don't keep falling into the trap of giving people lots of time when all they do is make excuses. And what I mean by that is I've been working online now for over 6 years. I've built numerous different businesses. I've been somebody that finds business quite simple and straightforward, and I've also been somebody that finds business almost impossible and like I'm never going to be able to sell a simple single thing. You know, so I've had the full spectrum of the journey. I've gone through low points where I haven't closed a deal for a month or a couple of weeks, and I start to doubt myself and start to worry and start to, I'm not very good at selling and that type of stuff. And then I've also had business where, you know, I've created large amounts of income, over six figures in a year and all that type of stuff. So I've had a decent spectrum. You know, there's people better than me and there's people worse than me. And I'm not saying I'm the best, but at the end of the day, all I'm doing is talking about how I feel in the hope that it can help other people. I think far too many people are trying to sort of compare themselves to others, or try and be better, or trying to be, you know, trying to be bigger and better. To me, it's not about that. To me, it's sharing your experience and your feelings because somebody might relate to the way that you say things. So the way I want to talk about today, the thing I want to talk about today is not keep falling into the trap of spending lots of time with people who make excuses. And what I mean by that is, if I want you to imagine, you've got somebody that inboxes you and asks you for information. So what you do with that person is you jump on the phone for, let's say, 20 minutes, then you'll send them a video, let's say like another 20 minutes, then you'll send them a follow-up message, and then you'll have a chat and maybe have another phone call, maybe catch up them for coffee or whatever, and then they make an excuse and they don't join your business. So regardless of however you look at it, that was probably like an hour and a half of your life wasted, right? Now what happens is this person goes away. You sort of go your separate ways. They said no, you carry on prospecting, and then all of a sudden this person comes back to you again and they're like, hey, have you got some more information? Or hey, can you tell me about this? Or tell me about that. Not only have they already had the information, but then what a lot of people do is they go straight back into the same pitch. You know, so they go straight back into messaging, chatting, asking questions, this and that. And then all of a sudden the person makes another excuse and bang, you've just wasted another hour of your life. Okay, and there's people who will do this 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times with people who don't buy or don't join them. Like, honestly, I've got people on my friends list who every single time I'm launching something will be like, Matt, send me the details. Don't take no action. Matt, send me the details. Don't take no action. Matt, send me the details. Don't take no action. And they do it over and over and over and over again. And I've not got anything against these people. I think everybody should make a decision that is right for them. And if it's not right, it's not right. It's as simple as that. But at the same time, like, you have to understand that there is going to be people out there that just suck absolutely terribly bad at making decisions. You know, how often do you sit down with your wife or your husband at the weekend and they're like, what should we have to take away tonight? I don't know. What do you want? I don't know. What do you want? Well, I asked first. Oh, no, but I said last week, so now it's your turn. No, you should say, because I did this. No, you should. We're just terrible at making decisions, right? Most human beings are pretty bad at making decisions. So what happens is, when you keep spending all this time with somebody who doesn't make a decision, what happens is you not only spend like 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 hours with somebody that doesn't join you, you don't make any money, you waste your time, and you end up feeling 10 times more frustrated than you did when you first started. So my tip is this: when you present and pitch to somebody and they don't join or they don't sign up, don't be horrible and nasty. Please don't take this literally and go, well, Matt said, you know, screw this guy, I should only spend a little time with him or anything like that. But just be more conscious and be more aware. So for example, with myself, if somebody reaches out for me for the first time, I will give them a lot of time. I might jump on the phone with them 15 minutes, 20 minutes. I might talk them through stuff. I might present them from information. I might talk them through things. It might take 45 minutes of my time. But if that person then just keeps making excuses to the point where, I love this. When people say, I can't afford this. I'm like, well, that's the reason why you need training. Because if you've got a business and you can't afford anything, that's a problem that you need to fix. You know, it's a bit like you're drowning in an ocean. And somebody comes past and says, hey, look, I've got a life jacket here for 50 quid. And you've got your last 50 pound. And you say to yourself, but if I buy that life jacket, I don't have enough money for my Chinese at the weekend or my handbag. If you don't buy the life jacket, then you're screwed anyway. You know? And I think it's the same scenario in coaching. People are like, can't afford the coaching program because they're buying all these little luxuries and this other crap in their life they don't need. But then, obviously, they're never going to fix the problem if they don't buy the coaching program. So I get it, right? So I get these people where they're in a position where they just don't make decisions. And the person will come back to me, Matt, how much is your coaching? And then I'm thinking, well, I told you last time. So what I actually do is, let's say I spend 45 minutes with somebody for the first time. They make loads of excuses. Then the same person comes back to me. What I will do is spend a lot less time. So this time I might only spend 15, 20 minutes with them. So I don't go through as much information. I'll probably send the link a little bit earlier. And I won't sort of go through the whole rigmarole again. And if that person asks the third and fourth time, I keep limiting the time down. So it might go from 30 minutes to 20 minutes to 10 minutes. It might even get to the point where I just say, listen, here's the information and send the link. So I'm spending less than a minute. Do you know what I mean? And the reason why I do that is because if somebody is terrible at making decisions and you feel like you've pitched the best way that you possibly can on numerous occasions, then the only thing that has to change is them. So regardless of what information and how much pitching you do, they're probably still going to suck at making decisions. So instead of wasting like 3 hours with somebody that isn't going to make a decision, why wouldn't you spend 3 hours trying to find people that want a solution, trying to find people that want help, trying to find people that want something to improve their lives or something that's going to make them feel better? And I'm not saying shut yourself off or be horrible to people that say no. Human beings have the right to make choices, yes or no. I'm not nasty towards people that say no to me. I really don't care. It is totally fine. It is up to them. But at the same time, just because everybody can make decisions, it doesn't mean that you should ignore the fact that people are wasting your time. It doesn't mean that you should keep falling for the same trap over and over and over again. It doesn't mean that you should become ignorant to the fact that you're wasting countless amounts of hours that you're never going to get back. So what I'm saying to people today is, if you have got somebody that's asking information time and time and time again, just become aware. Don't keep going back into pitch mode. Don't keep going back into spending hours with somebody that's not going to make a decision. This applies to prospects and this applies to people in your team too. These people are like, I want to do well, and then they go missing. I want to do well, I'll go missing. And you've done like 6 or 7 one-hour phone calls with them. You know, this is the thing, like, be more conscious of your time and don't be afraid to limit your time, get shorter responses, and be more sort of, not blunt, but if somebody's wasting my time for like 3 hours, I'm not going to have a long conversation with that person. I'm going to be a lot more direct, I'm going to be a lot more to the point. Why? Because my time is valuable. It's the most valuable thing on planet Earth, and yours should be too. Out of everything you waste in life, water, food, whatever else that you might waste, everybody wastes stuff, never waste your time. Because out of everything, that is the most valuable thing ever. So always be conscious and always be aware. Guys, I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. If you did, remember to follow and subscribe to this channel on the Podbean app. Last but not least, click the share button. Share this with other people. You know, put this out there to help as many people as I possibly can. And last but not least, if you need some help or support with your sales and marketing in relation to social media, we've been helping people, hundreds of people over the years, to step up their business to a whole new level. Feel free to reach out to me direct and drop me a message. Matt Richards on Facebook, at Matt Richards Coach on Instagram, or you can even drop me an email, MatthewRichardsCoach@gmail.com. Guys, have an amazing day. Take care. Catch you all very soon. Bye-bye.